come to join Frankie Ward's orchestra?
Well, I don't know. Let's see. They were based in Salem, in Beverly. Beverly, not too far from there, so maybe 10 or 12 miles. Or from Gloucester, maybe 10 miles, Beverly and Salem. And Frank Ward had an orchestra based in Salem. He actually came from Beverly. And his trumpet player left. And then someone told him about me, and then at the same time, I had several offers that same week. There was an industrial orchestra in Amesbury that they were all work daytime, but they had an orchestra. They did one night stand. He called up just after I had accepted Frank Ward's telephone call. And then Marion Chase was a girls' society band leader that did a lot of society work. And she wanted me too. But fortunately, I accepted just by circumstance, or by fate was kind, and I took Frank Ward's job. It didn't pay as much as the society work would have paid.
How did these people get to hear about you?
I don't know, because nearby, I guess.
Where were you working? Who were you working with?
Just locally, with Clay Cunningham. We were at Mac and Ernie's orchestra in Gloucester, was one. And other little contractors.
These were dance bands.
These were dance bands. And there was a lot of work. Almost every night there was something to do. And then the bandsmen would come from out of town in these various bands. I was in four bands here as a boy. The Temperance Society band in Lanesville, the Socialist band, I was in that too. I was in the Portuguese band, the Catholic band. And another band there were two bands in Lanesville of Finnish people. They all played instruments, the Finnish people. They had two Finnish bands in Rockport. The people, whether they were religious or church-going, Temperance Society, working men, they all had their own hall, glee clubs, a stock company, they could put on plays, and musical units of bands. They all had a brass band. That applied to all the towns, all Gardner, Quincy, big populations of Finnish people in Fitchburg, Gardner, and Quincy, and towns of that size.
Well, who did you replace in Frankie Ward's band? Can you remember the trumpet player you replaced?
I have remembered it till recently. I can't remember now, but he became a chiropractor. He gave up playing. And he had been playing this, it wasn't Johnny Egan. He was also with Pearly Breeze Orchestra. It was Warren Hookway, H-O-O-K-W-A-Y. And he had quit. So they had heard about me. I don't know how they got to Beverly. That was quite local, I would say.
What was Frankie Ward like to work with?
He was a drummer, and he had a very modern band. That's when I heard about Bix and the Jeanette Records, so I joined the right group. I was studying for Walter Smith. I'm practicing triple-tongue solos, and some of the boys kind of frowned. All the heck with Herbert Clark. He was the famous Sousa soloist, cornet soloist. So I was practicing his whole solos at home, and they would hear me doing that, some of the members. I still stuck with Wallace Smith and his long hair teaching. But we heard about the Jeanette Records, and he was a very fine musician. He wound up as a tenor player, then he switched to bassoon. He gave up drumming, took over tenor sax, and on those early recordings we made, he's playing tenor sax by that time. Mm-hmm. But he could arrange. He did those arrangements we recorded for Lincoln, those first primitive recordings, there's Yes, Yes in Your Eyes, Lots of Mama, whatever they were. He did those. He could arrange even as a drummer. He was popular on the North Shore around New England, doing one night stand. I was lucky to join a band that
modern
was modern. Bands.
Who actually conducted the band? They had a violinist.
His name was Harry Baltimore, and he lived in Beverly, Massachusetts. A handsome man. Played by, stood up and just led the band, but it was Frank E. Ward's orchestra, and he was the drummer.
Junie Anderson.
Junie Anderson was a banjo player, and he had been down one of the Mediterranean islands some big town where they had the hotel and the band. He'd been there. It was a little more sophisticated. We had never been anywhere. But then he quit, and then I recommended a Gloucester musician, Clayton Cunningham, for banjo. Junie wound up later with Eddie Duchin. And Eddie Duchin, in those days, we played the Dream. He was from, he lived in Beverly in the summertime. His father had a drugstore outside of, in Cambridge or some town there too. But he was in Beverly a lot and would come to hear our band at the Dreamland Ballroom in Beverly. And he used to carry my trumpet case in to get in free. Eddie Duchin did.
Was that the band's resident engagement?
No, in the summertime we played Beach Cross. It was named Condon's Big Dance Hall. There was another one at Revere Beach called Crescent Gardens where all the big bands played.
Mm-hmm.
But Beechcroft was a very nice big dance hall. We played one whole summer there, and then, so we didn't travel. And then one other summer we played at a place in a dance hall that showed movies and dancing, Wells Beach, Maine. And I lived with Clayton Cunningham, where he had infantile paralysis and walked on crutches. You had to use crutches all the time.
So, but for the rest of the year, the band would tour around places?
Just one night. We'd play one night at the National Ballroom, a very pretty ballroom in Salem. Mm-hmm. In fact, we battled Duke Ellington and his Washingtonians there when they just had the mug. Bob Remiley won trumpet, and he was not very well known yet. So that's the National Ballroom. It was a beautiful little ballroom with a small stage and a revolving ball that with lights. I can't think of what they call them.
I know what they, well, there were little tiny mirrors.
Yeah, the mirrors on the ball would rotate the light, it would dim the lights, and these lights would flicker on and off. Well, they played against, there was no real battle. They called it a battle. But that was a nice one, nice place to play. National Ballroom, that's once a week. And then we played at the Now and Then Hall in Salem. That's what the name of the society that ran that hall. That's where I heard the California Ramblers. They played there. For I ever thought I'd ever know any of them. We were there to hear them with Simon. I sat up in the balcony. I didn't meet them then. We just heard them play.
But Rollini and Chelsea.
Rollini was there. Bill Moore.
Oh, Bill Moore. Yeah.
Was playing trumpet. And can't think of the personnel right off. I can see them now. Freddie Cusick was in that.
Freddie
band.
Cusick.
Met him years later. Arnold Brillhart was first sax.
And
terrific radio. He invented the Brillhart mouthpiece, which he's still selling. Very smart businessman. Did many, many radio programs with him later. But he was there, Freddie Cusick, and someone else, and Adrian, of course. This would have been 23 or something like that.
In the Frankie Ward band, what was Eddie Brown like to play next to the trumpet player?
Eddie Brown, he was from Gloucester.
Yeah.
You knew he worked with me, I see.
Yeah.
Yes, he was a theater man. He was not a jazz man. He worked at Beechcroft that whole summer as second trumpet. He was a good trumpet player, legitimate, a band man and a theater pit orchestra man.
So you took all the solos?
I took all the first trumpet parts and all the jazz, yes.
Was the band, when you say it was modern, was it inclined towards playing jazz?
Yes, it was inclined, and the arrangements were to modern.
So the band were always...
It wasn't a commercial band as they had in Boston, but Leo Reisman was strictly melodic. Eddie Foley was a trombone player. Yeah. He was modern. He's quite a nice trombone.
Good soloist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But all the arrangements, there was just 8 or 16 bars.
So the band must have been listening to the latest records coming
they
out.
They were listening to Bix and the Memphis Five. I was listening to the Memphis Five already, anyhow, on my own. But
we feel
I caught up with Bix and, yes, I admired his tone quality and his vibrato. He sounded like a trumpet player.
So he was a big early influence on you.
Yes, I would say Phil Napoleon was, and then when I heard Bix.
Of course, he was.
With his original style, of course, he was saying something, regardless of how short a solo he played.
He
wasn't a school trumpet player, but
he had feeling.
He had feeling, yeah.
Mm.